Ready for the show? I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Roger, we got a roll.
Tower clear.
Roger, roll.
Yes, my dear friends from all over the world, this is Martin Horst speaking on ET First Contact Radio with the latest galactic news. This is another show, another amazing show, where we will share cosmic intelligence with my dear friend Des Lovegroove. And Des is a druid, a seer, a dancer, and a magician. And he knows so many things that very little people have access to. So, Des, welcome to the show.
Oh, greetings, Martin. Greetings, friends old and new. It's a joy and a privilege to be on again.
It is a privilege for me and for the listeners to have you. So, my dear friend, tell us what you have learned, because you have told me in a private conversation that amazing things are going on, and you know what we can expect. So, please go ahead.
Okay, well, you know, I just want to explain at the start, I'm dealing with some quite high-level ETs. I've been told you personally, Martin, I've suffered from this Soul Catcher project, and I've had to enlist the help of 15th density ETs to work with me. So, but obviously, when I'm working with them, They're making me privileged to other information, and also they're giving me other ideas. So it's kind of a brainstorming session every time I go aboard ship. And I've been aboard twice this week. So obviously the information is hot off the press. But I just wanted to take a little step back into the picture. Just there's some information that I found out fairly recently that I would like to share, because I think it's fairly relevant as to what's going on in the future. It's about the Greys and how they ended up having allies on this planet. I actually found out that the Lost Tribes of Israel were never lost. They were genetically engineered by the Greys, and the Greys took their conscience out. And then the Greys gave them detailed maps and sent them to all corners of the world to control the world with money. So whether you're a dragon family in the east, or they've got South American families, they're in Africa, Israel, throughout Europe, it's the same blood. Because obviously the Greys wanted allies at this time. So and David Icke keeps on about the Queen being reptilian. He's so off the mark, because the Queen is actually an ally of the Greys, not the reptilians. But I wanted to get that out because, you know, the truth is fairly useful, and it does actually bode well for the information that I'm going to go forward and give. Because these Greys, they don't really have any advantage. For a start, they don't have any of their own ships on the Earth plane. All the ships that they have, and they only have 8, I think, they don't have many ships at all, have been reverse engineered from Area 51. Because they didn't arrive by ship, they arrived obviously from another reality. They tunneled their way in. So the fake alien invasion is not very likely, but I'll explain why as I go further on. But I wanted to get that one in. And anyone that talks about reptilian shapeshifters, they're off the mark as well, because they don't exist either. But what I've just said explains why the elite, they don't care for us, because they don't have a conscience. But they're going to lose. They are so going to lose. And the information that I have now will blow your brains out and will reassure the listeners that the light is the side to be on. Hey, right. First things first, there have been reports around the sun, of planets around the sun. I can confirm that there are 16 planets bigger than Earth that have been steered to our sun, and it's taken 2 years. And they've been steered to our sun from an alternate reality and the remote control into position to stop the sun from frying us with coronal mass injections. Because they've had to delay the ascension because of the dark Orion energy that's been reported, then they have had to stabilize the sun. So anyone, if you see any reports about the sun's going to fry us, that's their way off the mark too. Everything is under control. And we have the Andromedans to thank for that, because they're 11th density and they were the only density that could pull this trick off. So otherwise we'd be fried already. So there's one thing to thank our ET cousins for. Right. Secondly, there's been reports of a battle fleet that cloaked themselves around Mars. Now, it makes me a little bit sad, because over our planet so far, 2.5 million beings have actually died fighting for us. And there are beings fighting and dying for us as we speak, trying to keep Nibiru away. But that's a different story. That's not important right now. What is important is any reports of a 29,000 strong battle fleet will pale into insignificance, because the light's fleet numbers 300 million. 300 million to 29,000 is a bit of a good, they're good odds, do you not think? Martin, do you not think they're good odds?
So many?
300 million to 29,000.
And What is their role? Why are there so many? Why is it necessary?
Right. This dark crew, they're the crew that from Orion that have brought the dark Orion energy. Their agenda is to suck up as many spirits on ascension as physically possible, then kill anybody that stops them and come to the planet after ascension and basically take everything. Because what you must appreciate is that when we ascend, this planet's going to be the biggest boneyard, it's going to be the biggest yard sale and the best yard sale on the planet, because there's going to be everything's going to be dead. And this is why there's so many ships in orbit around the Earth, because they're waiting for us to ascend so that they can go and take what they need. It's not quite a free-for-all, because they do actually keep a control over it. But, you know, the group that I'm dealing with actually need uranium and they also need gold. So they're not, you know, they're helping us, but they've also need to help their crews too. And they do tell me nothing actually comes for free. But and they come every ascension and they hunt out the youngest planets. As you can appreciate, because we're third density and the second density are animals and the first density are plants, then these planets that have just had one life ascension, they're rich pickings because they're young, and also the fact that we've made lots of things that would be useful to them. So it's a big car boot sale and they're all turning up. I got a bit annoyed though, because I did find out last time around when the light did actually lose that there were about 200,000 or 300,000 ships just sat on the sidelines watching the light getting beat, waiting for whoever won to win so that they could go in and get their swag. So I didn't like that too much, but I do like those odds. They're not taking any chances with us, and we won't see any action anyway, because if it does kick off, and it's not certain by any means that obviously, if you're sat in a spaceship and you've got a 29,000 fleet and you're facing 300 million, it's got to make you think twice. So, you know, if it does kick off, we'll just be tucked away to another reality. We'll be put into another.
What do you mean by kick off, Des? What if it does kick off? What do you mean by kick off? What is going to kick off? Hello, Des?
What's their name? They're so dark, they will not deal with the light. And every time there's an ascension, they turn up with a big crew and they basically blast whoever's in the way to go and take what they want. They're thieves, basically. They're a bunch of thieves.
We missed the part of what you were explaining. So explain, please, what do you mean by when something kicks off?
If there's any fighting, if they decide that they still want to have a go.
Hello? Yeah, I'm sorry about this, my friend. It's difficult to hear there sometimes.
And kick off, I mean a fight. If there is a fight ensues, we will be put into another reality to protect us. We will be put into another dimension of space-time. We won't even see any of it, which is beautiful.
So what kind of fight are we talking about? Between the light and the dark?
Yeah, light and the dark. But as I say, the ratio of light to dark is so small, the dark have so few that they don't stand a chance. Okay. What I found most interesting is that nobody after 11th density has actually produced any weapons at all. They refuse to, because those weapons are so major that they would cause huge environmental damage in space. Mm-hmm. So instead of the group that I'm dealing with have the technology to build a super weapon, but as soon as that super weapon is out in the public domain, it can be copied, and they would rather give their lives up than pollute this universe. They would rather give their lives up than pollute it by firing these weapons. So the Andromedans are 11th density. No one above the 11th density have actually produced any new weapons. All the technology has been had a lid put on it. So I find that quite noble. It's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. But there are a trillion planets. There's a trillion ships in orbit around Earth right now. A trillion. But obviously the balance, the 700,000 of ships that are just turned up for the car boot sale. They don't care about us. They don't care if the light get minced. They've just turned up for what they can scavenge.
Okay, so now what kind of scenarios are we talking about? Are we talking about disclosure or about invading
No, I'm coming to that. I'm coming to that right now. Okay. I'm coming to that. Right, okay. So I've got these issues and they're all in order. Right, okay. Okay, right, that's that covered, right. Oh, they obviously told me to say that Ebola is a blatant scam and that don't worry about enterovirus either because they're sucking the enterovirus out of the atmosphere. That vortex that you showed me the picture of the other day, that was as I thought. They're sucking the bad stuff out of the atmosphere for us. And anyway, if anybody's worried that because the enterovirus targets star seeds and indigo children. If anyone's worried about that, they just take zinc every day. Zinc. If they take zinc every day, no enterovirus guaranteed. Okay?
Yeah.
Guaranteed. Okay, all right. Right, okay. Oh, that was another touching thing. If you see any grey style aliens like the Syrians, it's actually very uncomfortable for them to be in our universe right now because they don't actually have a sun. So, you know, they're giving up a lot for us. There's a lot of ETs. It's quite moving, some of the stories I've heard. But no,
you're talking about grey Syrians. I understand that many Syrians are humanoid. And how come you talk about grey Syrians now?
No, they're Skinny Bob was a Syrian. They have the traditional ET square head. I'm correct. Hold on, pardon me, Seth. I'm going to ask my Syrian guide, Seth. Seth, you like Skinny Bob, aren't you? Yeah, Skinny Bob, definitely. Any humanoid types? No, but some of them have smaller heads, so they could be mistaken. Some of them do have much smaller heads, so they could be mistaken for humanoid, but no, they don't have humanoid types. Can you shape? Oh, bear with me a sec. Can you shapeshift? They can't shapeshift. So where you got that from?
Well, I understand.
But as far as their complexion...
I understand from many people that there are two types of systems in Sirius, A and B. On the A system, you have the benevolent humanoid Syrians, and on the B system, you have different races like reptilians and greys that are malevolent.
Right. Now, they will be, and are they different dimensions? You're talking about different dimensions of space-time. They're different. Syrian A... Oh, don't bear me, Seth. Seth. A and B, yes. But are they different densities? They're different densities.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you know about Syrian A and B? Seth don't know about it. You don't know? They're different dimensions. But you see, what you must have... I'll find out what density they are. Seth, what density are Syrians? You're 6, 7, what are they? 8, 9, 10, they're 11th. Are you A? You don't know which one you might really be. They said Seth is 7th, but they said the other ones are 11th. And that would make a lot of sense because the 11th densities can actually, they can cross borders of dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
But Seth doesn't know about them, but then that's not really Seth's job. You can find out about them. What? Give me 10 minutes. Right, okay. Give Seth 10 minutes, he come back to that. No, there are different dimensions. That explains a lot, because the only 11th densities can actually pass from one dimension to another. The lower densities don't have the technology. But I'm betting that if they're a lighter race, then they've got a sun in their solar system. But the 7th density definitely have no sun, so that's why they're sort of grey and pasty.
Right.
So okay. Now,
tell us more about the scenario that we can expect.
Okay, right. The scenario would say, don't worry yourself about the fake alien invasion, because that's not going to happen. That's a waste of time. I say I've covered that. Right. Okay. Some of the ET races are very uncomfortable seeing us suffer right now, and seeing the likes of ourselves wanting ET disclosure, right? Mm-hmm. There are rules, basically. They're not allowed to intervene. But as I understand it, there's a race or two, and I can't name names, that are very close to breaking ranks. That are very close to breaking ranks and to actually do their bit and try and disclose. It actually suits them a little bit, because if you remember when, I'm trying to give you an analogy, in the Second World War, when the Americans and the Russians were trying to race to Berlin, they were trying to race to see who got there first, because obviously they got the kudos and everything. It's exactly the same with alien races. There's a bit of a race going on to who gets there first, kind of thing. So whoever does break ranks, they kind of know that they'd be forgiven, because obviously there is a bit of an undertone that something's needed now. I mean, lots of people are talking about the fact that something is needed now, but as far as I understand it, the rules state that disclosure can't happen just yet. It's the stranglet bombs that you've heard of. Mm-hmm. They won't dare come down. And that's the problem they've got with this fleet as well, because this fleet have got those bombs too. So they're really treading on eggshells. I was asked to reassure everyone that the light are so far ahead of schedule that Ascension's pretty much assured right now, because obviously they don't have to get everybody fit for Ascension. It's like a two-thirds majority. It's like 65%, I think I was told. If they can get 65% of the planet's population ready for Ascension, everyone else will just be dragged with them. That's really cool. There are 18 billion alternate realities. There's actually two alternate realities in this scenario for every person on the planet, which I find quite... I can't even quite get my head around that, but that's the truth of the matter. And I have it on good authority that one of those groups is quite close to splintering off. And you know, I mentioned to you the other day about the ITN broadcast.
Yeah, 1977.
Well, quite possibly something might happen. I've been warned something might happen soon. But I say soon, it could be within 6 months. This stuff takes ages to organize, because they've got to take over every TV channel in the world simultaneously and translate it into 160 languages. So, you know, it's a big job. So, but I heard that one of those groups is actually quite close to splintering and to saying stuff you were going to tell them what's going on. So, and that's quite hot off the press. But I don't know when and where, and they won't tell me anyway. But, you know as well as I, we need guidance, we need information. We need true information, because we're not getting it from media. We're not getting it from mainstream media. The Chinese have just told the American media to stop telling lies, you know, and the Americans are stoking for war. But that won't happen either, because, you know, they've got
Because we need we deserve the right to hear the truth, and I think there is a connection problem again with Des. Des, are you there? Okay, so anyway, my friend, I'm gonna talk a bit while Des is not hearing us and we are not hearing him. So Des is explaining different scenarios about what can happen, and he has contact with high levels of density, and he is in tune with many guides, ET guides.
I'm back, my friend.
Okay, from the 11th density to the 15th density, I was just explaining to the listeners, Des, what you are doing, and you are dosing, you are a druid, and you are a channeler. So so welcome back, Des. And,
sorry about that. It's a memory problem on my computer. I will explain to you. I asked to travel up to see the 15th densities, and even Seth, my Syrian guardian, can't come within 7 meters of my body, otherwise my head would blow clean off my shoulders. This is the main issue why they can't disclose. I mean, it's okay Greys disclosing, because their vibration is so low that Greys can stand next to humans and not be an issue, but... what you must appreciate is all these dark races, all these Greys and all this other crew that have turned up, they don't spiritually graduate. So this new crew, this crew that dark crew just turned up, they should be 11th density, but they're so dark that they won't spiritually graduate, so they'll be stuck in the 7th forever. And that's exactly the same with the Greys. There are different types of Greys. There's some friendly Greys. But the Greys that are in cahoots with the secret government, they have no chance of ascending ever. And they're stuck in the 7th. And they will never... But you see, they were genetically engineered for deep space. So they don't have a conscience. They're conscience-free. You know, I mean, I saw a photo full of babies, of a plane full of babies the other day. And I just wonder, you know. A government plane full of babies, you know, and you hear all sorts of stories about harvesting and stuff. But hey, that's a completely different story. The dark have had it, basically. They've got no chance. Absolutely no. We're in safe hands, my friend. And I say, I've been on board ship twice this week, 9 hours a time, but I have to astral travel to them. And that's what I wanted to touch on a little bit. If we have any astral travellers listening, please be very, very careful. The astral plane is so polluted that unless you have the right protection, if you have a cosmic family, get them to protect you. Get them to cover your tracks. And obviously your guardian angel will help he or she can. But really, there's some horrible cases. I've been posting to try and get people to come forward, and I've had a few come forward, and there's some really not pleasant cases of this soul catcher business. And as I say, our higher density ETs are more than happy to help. But even I must warn these, if anybody is feeling this really dark energy, even the Andromedans couldn't shift it, and they're 11th density. That's why I've had to be dealing with these higher densities. And that's why I can only astral travel there. A close encounter is all but impossible. They can't come within 25 meters of me. And they came to see me the other night, and they were 400 foot away from me. And I couldn't sleep for hours after. I couldn't sleep for hours after they came and saw me, because I was buzzed up so much. So, you know, loads of people talking on Facebook and that they love a close encounter. Well, if you want your head to blow off your shoulders, then yeah, be my guest. But that's exciting that some ET crews think so highly of us that they want to step in and break the rules, because it's really frowned upon. They have.
So why is the situation so complicated here on this planet?
Why is it so complicated? Well, no. You must appreciate this. There are 8 million Earth-type planets going through exactly what we are going through right now, with dark crews turning up, trying to rape it, and the light trying to fight it off. But you must appreciate that the multiverse is so massive. I astral traveled once to the center of the multiverse, and it took me 20 minutes. And... I was told in the fastest ship imaginable, it would take 120 years. So that's 240 years to travel to the other side of the multiverse. And it's growing. So, you know, these issues are everywhere. Politics up in the astral planes is as complicated as down here. It's really, they make things so complicated up there. They do. And it's because
I have heard a story from many people that have been on the radio show that first disclosure will happen and the presence of the ETs will be revealed to humanity. Then, some time after it, after we are informed, first contact will happen. Then, when we are all ready, we will ascend. That's the story that many people are telling.
Okay, but... How
does your story fit into this?
Okay, right. No, they're missing a key point. The key point is ascension has been delayed. We should have ascended in 2012, but we couldn't because of this dark Orion energy and this crew with the Hoover. So, we couldn't do it. And it's been postponed until... But the stranglet bombs are the issue. You let one of those off, it swallows the whole Earth. Everything in it, and all of us. And we don't get to ascend.
So yeah, I heard from Cobra, I heard about this.
This is the issue. They are treading on broken glass. I mean, they really are. They have to be very, very careful. And as I understand it, right... Ascension's not for another 7 years, but we all go. Because Ascension was supposed to be in two stages, and 2012 and 5 years after, 2017. And then it was delayed to 2014, and now it's been delayed. So now it's 2021. But they can only work with what they've got, you know, and things do change. But they think they've got it. They've got the brightest minds. Right, two things. They've got the brightest minds in the multiverse working on our issues. But the second thing is they will not take a chance if they don't need to. So they'll play a patient waiting game if it means them saving millions of lives. But they won't hesitate to jump to our defense if they have to. So, you know, they're not going to... I was told at the start of my journey, don't be blasé about your life, cherish it, and don't throw your wicket away cheaply, which is a cricketing term, means don't stay in for as long as you can, right? Because otherwise it's a waste. And I was told that at the very start. And they have to, and that's where it's come from, because we are one, right? And we're connected to them too, and that's where that's come from. So, you know, it's a liquid. It's so liquid, this situation. But we can help, because it brings me on to my next point. We are the key to this. I was talking today with the crew that I'm dealing with, and they put together a plan for me on Tuesday of how we can make a difference. And then the divine and angels, as they do, they kind of took the plan to a new level. So the ETs said, okay, do it this way and aim for these cities and do it this way. And then the divine said, no, we're going to do everywhere. Right. And they've even given me a name for it. And the name is Operation Love Gaia, because she's not getting enough love right now. And she will reflect what we give her. We abuse her, we don't get it back. This is one of the main things I found on my journey. You get you get the help and assistance reflected in you. So if you're dark, you don't get the help because you're not allowed, and that's the rule. But if you're super light, you get all the help you need. And that's encouragement to be, you know, stand in the light at all times. Operation Love Gaia is 1,300 people. 1,300 spots around the globe. It can be groups or individuals with a crystal circle and a magic rite at the same time, which is April the 5th, 2015, at 10:11 a.m. GMT. It's conscious breath. It will last for 3 hours and 44 minutes. Anybody that participates simply has to picture sending love to Gaia. Gaia will then reflect that love. We get that love magnified by the position of the stars. Gaia will then magnify that love millions of times, and everybody on the planet, including the elite, will feel Gaia's love and connect with Gaia. It'll be an amazing thing. Gaia's incredible anyway. Anyone who's got a pendulum, call Gaia up. She'll give you extra guides if you need them. I was given a zebra for my tempera, as to add to the Mudson beetle, and the elephant is my main spirit animal spirit guide. She'll assign you one. Brilliant like that. Absolutely amazing. And simultaneously, we do that. We can literally, the dark crew will walk away. They will walk away because they won't be able to stand the light on this planet. That's why they've surrounded it with dark energy, because they can't handle light. We can get rid of all that dark Orion energy and prevent this dark crew from even touching a soul. They will walk away because they'll know their job is impossible and there won't be a fire.
Sorry, but
it is so special.
Yes, and it is.
It'll be in specific places. They're asking for a 2-day fast before doing this thing. The bigger group, the better. It's perfect for the unemployed and those who feel lost, because I've been assured of funding. I've been assured that funding will be provided to anybody who needs it. And we're going to need volunteers. We're not volunteers because there'll be money in the kitty. We won't see you go short. I mean, for example, we're going to need volunteers to go to the North and South Poles. Now, if anyone's fancied going to the North or South Pole, there's an expensive trip to the North or South Pole, whoever wants it. I've been assured that money will be forthcoming for this project. And you know, angels can just weave their magic. And even better, because Martin, our guardian angel is best friends with Gebler, the spirit of the earth, who knows where everything's stashed. So we won't have an issue with funding whatsoever. I'm putting an appeal out for those with numerology. If they've got 2 master numbers in their numerology, they have to join this project. We need you. Starseeds, we need you. Indigo children, we need you. Whole families of starseeds and indigo children, we need you to participate in this project. This thing will resonate. This thing will resonate around the globe. It'll be spectacular. I came up with a little saying that I pinched off Winston Churchill. Don't ask what Gaia can do for you. Ask what you can do for Gaia. Well, you can do this. And we're going to need, Etienne, it's so perfect. We're going to need people around the globe. We're going to need people to turn up with a bag and a passport. Where do you want to go? Could be Mongolia, could be China, could be anywhere. Right? And the money will be forthcoming. We are going to give so much love and energy to Gaia, she will reciprocate it millions of times. And everybody on Earth will benefit from this. It's the kick. It's the kick that the people need. Feeling the love. Feeling the love that's always been there. Always been there. It's going to be stupendous. Really. Absolutely fantastic. And, fully funded. North and South Poles. We're going to need people everywhere, basically. 1,300 we need, minimum. More the merrier. There's 1,300 locations. We will have locations and coordinates. If you haven't got a GPS, we'll get your GPS. You know, stuff like that. If you haven't got gas money, we'll get your gas money. You know, it will be so worth it. And we'll have a website up in a couple of weeks. So I'm waiting for the first phase of the cash to arrive. And then simply to volunteer, all you need to do is text your name and your date of birth and your place of birth to my mobile, which is a UK number, 0044-7724-927693, or Skype me on Funky Bob, Funky-Bob, or Daz Lovegrove, L-O-V-E-G-R-O-V-E, on Facebook, with your name, date, and the place of birth. And Uriel is my HR on the project. She's my human resource director. She'll say yay or nay. And if she says nay, it's only because you've got work to do yourself. But we'll help you with that too. I will help in any way I can, this druid and magician. It's going to be spectacular. Really, going to be spectacular. And in certain locations, there's going to be bigger crystals required. But we'll take care of that. We know where they're coming from. They're coming from Merlin's home ground in Wales. He insists that we use them from a specific mountain that will add a bit more energy to our mix. So who am I to argue with Merlin? Who am I to argue with Merlin? We will just take his advice. And wherever you are in the world, if you need these crystals, we'll send them to you. So it's so exciting, Martin. It's unbelievable. It's more than unbelievable, but it's needed. We've got to do our bit down here. We have to do our bit down here because they're doing their bit up there. Beings are dying now because of us, trying to keep Planet X away. But that's a, you know, we don't want Nibiru back here, because Enki's relatives are on it, on that, and they were the ones that messed with us in the first place. So that's being steered, you know. And I spoke to David Sarida yesterday about the planet steering, because he was the one that was asking me about what the photographs were all about. And when I told him, he didn't believe me. But it's quite cool because Master Jesus is one of my guides and he's actually related to him. And Master Jesus showed him last night planets being steered. So he knows it's true now. But you can only do that if you've got the technology to do so. And as I say, if push comes to shove, we'll just be steered to another reality to put us safe. But I'm not even going there, because you'd have to be crazy to fight with those odds. 300 million to 29,000. I don't even know what that is to one, but it's not even worth it. It's not worth it. So, you know, we got to do our bit. And it'll bring us together as well, because there's lots of people talking on Facebook and there's lots of people listening to radios like this. And there's lots of people, truthers they call them, but nobody is coming together. And we know that the light and the way that the light is used is more powerful than any pen and any sword. I remind people of what the hippies did to the Pentagon. I don't even know whether there's any pictures. I did recall seeing some article on it. Are you familiar with that, Martin?
I think I am, yes.
When the hippies, about 68 or 60, 69, they surrounded the Pentagon hand in hand and they raised the Pentagon up off the earth just with the power of their mind.
I know that story.
You know, we're going to be doing that. We're going to be lifting the whole planet up. It'll be a party trick. And David Sarida's offered to document it all. So not only that, we'll get an amazing documentary out of the job, because he does spectacular work. Anybody who's never seen Quantum Communication, please watch it. It'll empower you. The power of your minds are incredible. The power of everybody's minds are incredible. You know, I'm so looking forward to this. And that was kind of, the ET started it, and then all of a sudden the divine have kind of taken it to a different level. Because, you know, technically they're not allowed to help. But, you know, they give advice. That's not against the law. But when it comes...
Yeah, that was again a connection problem. So we are waiting for Dash to come back with his beautiful story. Well, this story really gives us hope, you know?
Have you got me?
2,000 light workers.
We need 1,300 minimum. More the merrier. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be incredible. And we're going to lift the whole planet up. And then the dark can't stand the light, so the dark will just crumble. And I'm being assured that there are certain parts of the dark's infrastructure that will be taken down in advance of what we do to make it even more effective. There are certain things that I've been told that I can't say online about how they're set up for control. And I've been told that it's all going to disappear before we do our...
Before we do what? Des? Yeah, sorry about this. Yeah?
Are you good to me? Good? Are you good?
Yeah, you fell away, but tell me again, to do what? What do we need to do before we do what?
We've got to do our bit because there's beings dying for us now. So we've got to come together and we've got to raise the vibration. We've got to send so much love to Gaia. She will reflect it millions of times. And everybody in the planet will feel Gaia's love. It's a party trick beyond party tricks. And we need volunteers, but we'll have money. I've been assured that funding is on the way to do this. So if you're poor, don't let that stop you. If you're unemployed, don't let that stop you. We need as many people as possible to do this on April the 5th, 2015. And we all, in specific locations, you'll be given six-figure grid references and a GPS. And you will be guided to where to do this. And I'm going to produce a manual to tell people exactly what to do step by step. And I'm inviting single people or groups of people or families to come and do what I put love into Gaia at certain places. And we all do that at the same time, which is April the 5th at 10:11 a.m. GMT. And everybody on the planet feels Gaia's love. Everybody. Everybody. And all those people that are conscious free, all the elites that don't care for us, they'll feel love. And I tell you a little story that came to mind. I go to some festivals. I work at some music festivals. I had a real problem with this guy. And he was a bit of a fighter. He was a bit of a meathead. And I parked in his place. And he was about to hit him. And I hugged him. And we're best friends now, and he always says hello, and he always hugs me. And the first time I met him, he was going to hit me. But he couldn't handle the love. They can't handle love. The people that run the world, they can't handle it. So we're going to give so much to them that they really won't be able to handle it. And we can change the timeline with this. We can do so much. We can make, this goes well. We can make ascension effortless, absolutely effortless, with no martial law and all that rubbish that people are talking about. We can see all that off. It will all go. Poof. It'll be so powerful. Unbelievable. All your listeners, all my new friends, all my old friends, you have to do this. You have to do this. We need 1,300 people to do this. Minimum, but whole families be great, honest. And if there's anywhere you particularly want to go and you've never been and you're unemployed and you got no money, you'd be calling us, especially if you're a bit spiritual. You'd be calling us because this is going to be spectacular.
So we need to come together, my friends. We need to do this all together. April the 5th at 10:11 GMT.
Correct. At specific places around the globe, you'll be told where to go, and there'll be detailed instructions on what to do and how to do it. And there's going to be, it'll be a magical rite. We're going to need to protect these spaces with sage. But it'll all be documented and written down. Won't be a problem. And honestly, you'll feel Gaia's love. I'll be traveling through you to everybody on the planet. It'll blow you away. It's like the first time, if your listeners, if none of your listeners have ever drawn down the moon, please Google drawing down the moon and do it the next full moon. It is the best free high you will ever have, and that will be nothing compared to what you feel on April the 5th. Nothing. You will be blown away. It'd be really handy, actually, for people that need to wake up a bit. Invite your friends that might be a little pessimistic. Let's plug them into the grid. It will. I've got the grid to thank for. I've got Gaia's grid to thank for my waking up. It all seemed to happen for me after I visited Angkor Wat.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to go back there at some stage. That's quite cool. But obviously Avebury, Angkor Wat, Hawaii, spectacular, absolutely fantastic. There's one of the Earth tracker points in Venezuela, by all accounts. Love to go there. There's Bali. There's some spectacular sacred sites around, and we're going to use them all. We're going to use them all, and we're going to join everyone else's dots up, and literally Gaia's love is going to flow through us to everyone. It'll be incredible. You won't have experienced anything. I won't have experienced anything. And I've actually astral traveled through a black hole to see another me. Mm-hmm. And I won't have experienced anything like this. You know, I challenge everybody that stands in the light to come and do this. We're going to need admins. We're going to need coordinators. And I'm being assured that money will be available. And I don't have a penny at the minute, so this is a real challenge. Well, it's not a challenge. I've just got faith that I got faith in Archangel Uriel, who's got my back at all times.
Mm-hmm. Hey, brother, can you share your contact details again?
Of course. Right, okay, I'll start again. Okay, I'll do an email because I didn't even do that email address. My email address is lovegrooves, LoveGrooves, lovegrooves@gmail.com. My Skype name is Funky, FUNKY, -Bob, B-O-B. My mobile is UK number 0044-7724-927-693. And I am Daz, D-A-Z, Lovegrove, L-O-V-E, G-R-O-V-E, on Facebook. You'll also find me Daz, Big D, the Druid, Big D, on Twitter. So you'll find me, and as I say, all I need is your name, your place and your date of birth, and Uriel will tell me the rest. And it'll be really good, because you, Martin, we have our cosmic families to thank for putting us together.
Oh yes.
And we
it was a beautiful meeting 3 years ago. And next year I will come to the UK, maybe even this year, and I will meet up with you again.
Oh, no, there's, yeah, definitely. No, well, my friend, as you know, you're very close to me, and we are going to do some things. That is for sure. Yeah. We're going to be a busy, busy run-in, and I'm sure we will be bumping into each other very soon.
I'm sure about it.
Sooner you can possibly imagine, I'm being told.
All right. Yeah, I have the feeling too. All right. So thank you for being on the show, Des. You have shared amazing information, and I was very fascinated and all ears to what you were saying. So thank you for being on. And my dear friends, I will be back on BBS Radio next week. Love and light.
Blessings, one and all.